Studies related to the proposed Susitna-Wautahna hydroelectric dam were put forward last week by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. KTNA's Lorian Nettleton has more.
The second scoping document issued by FERC attempts to identify as many pertinent issues as possible associated with the construction of a 700 to 800-foot dam on the Susitna River near Wautahna Creek. The second document is substantially larger than the first, taking into account more than 500 comments from state and federal agencies, NGOs, Native corporations, and the general public. At the same time, the Alaska Energy Authority submitted their proposed study plan, which describes the methods by which 58 studies will try to answer the numerous questions over the next 2 years prior to the license application for the dam, currently scheduled for September 2015. Project manager for the dam, Wayne Dyack, says the AEA has modified many of the plan studies to address the comments they received.
That's really where the effort has been, to make sure that our study plans go through each of those comments and include things that are raised.
Such additions to the studies include resource valuation for fish, expanded seismic studies, and flood mapping in the event of dam failure triggered by earthquakes, as well as modeling of wintertime ice formation below the dam. And while requests to include climate change studies were not included by FERC, Dyack says the AEA is going ahead with a study on the impacts of a warming climate on the glaciers that feed the Susitna River.
We want to have robust study plans and do a good job of answering the questions so people feel like we're providing this information in an open, honest, and transparent manner.
A majority of the comments reflected concerns about the project's effects on the fish, wildlife, and river ecosystem, recreation and tourism, fishing and hunting, public safety, the uses of Native corporation lands, and demands on public services. Talkeetna Community Council member Whitney Wolf says the many additions to the second scoping document confirm the concerns about the project were deemed relevant.
They did put the majority of missing elements from the scoping document 1 into this latest scoping document 2, so that's encouraging. I would say, 80% of it, possibly, of the comments that were submitted were worthy to be included as resource issues to be looked at, so that's good.
Among the comments dismissed by FERC was a request to conduct a nationwide valuation study to determine whether hydroelectricity for Alaska's rail belt trumps a national need for wild, scenic, and pristine wilderness.
It was backed by a couple tribal councils, and it was also requested by National Marine Fisheries, which is one of the mandatory conditioning agencies involved in the project. So it was definitely proposed by a lot of entities, and they denied that.
Comment and review of the second scoping document and the proposed study plans will continue until October. In Talkeetna, I'm Lorian Nettleton.